USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House is expected to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate on Wednesday after Democrats select a team of managers who will lead the prosecution of the president. Political analysts are assuming the two leaders of the team will be the chair of the Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, and the chair of the Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff. During their House meeting, both of them spoke, explaining the way the trial should go. There may be new witness testimony at the trial. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Does Leader McConnell want the truth? Do Senate Republicans want the truth? I'd remind the leader, our request for witnesses and documents is very much in line with the Senate's history.
GOP Leader Mitch McConnell.
51 senators will decide who to call. After that, who knows who will employ what kind of legal devices? I have no idea.
This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Delta Airlines plane en route from L.A. to Shanghai, China, declared an emergency shortly after takeoff. It turned around and dumped its jet fuel to land safely back at LAX. Authorities say some of the fuel landed on a wide area, including several schools. Nearly 60 people had minor lung and skin problems. The three-week-long search in Port Clinton, Ohio, for a missing 14-year-old boy named Harley Dilley is over.
Harley's coat, glasses were discovered on the second floor of the house next to a brick chimney. We were then able to discover what we believe to be Harley, who was caught in the chimney.
Police Chief Robert Hickam says Dilley got onto the roof of the vacant house across the street from where he lived and went down the chimney where he got stuck. The teen was last seen on December 20th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One TV doctor says breakfast is not as important as people think. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
We've been told that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Many of us start our days with a cup of coffee, maybe some bacon and eggs or pancakes and eggs. But according to Dr. Oz, that's all a sham and we're being lied to. He joins Fox News and says breakfast is not as important as many people make it out to be.
I don't think you should eat breakfast until 3 or 4 hours after you awaken. And we launched our most successful program for New Year's ever this year. It's called System 20. And the whole concept was 20 steps to reduce your chance of chronic illness by 20%. And if you need to, you can lose weight. Right? So one sheet, I mean, gave it to you to study, right? So if anyone wants it, it's on DrOz.com. But here's the key. The foundation of this program, which includes meditation and exercise and some snacks, it's all about intermittent fasting, really. Right. And there was a huge study just came out last week in our most prestigious medical journal, the New England Journal of Medicine, endorsing again that intermittent fasting is the wisest way to stay healthy, probably live longer, even if you don't lose weight on it.
Dr. Oz continues.
But this issue of breakfast is what caused a lot of the ups and downs. And you know, people say I was dead wrong, and others have jumped to my defense. It's actually not about me. The data is pretty clear. We don't really have to eat when we first wake up. And a lot of Americans watching right now think, okay, I'm going to hurry. I don't have much time, but I know I got to eat. It's good for me. I'm going to throw something
in my mouth. Because I've been told it's the most important meal of the day.
And it actually turns out to be the opposite.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.